Hello, delinquents. Welcome to Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. It is I, Sarge, the leader, the fearless leader of the Gray Area Podcast. How you guys doing? How was your week? Hopefully it was good. You know, it dawned on me that, you know, I talk about the most infuriating things sometimes. But, I mean, if it reaches somebody and somebody, you know, reaches somebody else, then I'm doing my job, because we can't just get lost in social media and not care about, like, the goings-ons of around us, you know? I mean, if you're old, I get it. Be like, I'm going to die soon. My gosh. Ain't no rest for the wicked. I don't even know what I was talking about. But through the magic of editing and pausing and whatever, you didn't just realize that I was away for like 5 minutes talking on the phone. Because, you know, work still needs to happen. We can't all be TikTok famous. We have to approach life with the good and the bad. We can't just try to focus on only good things, because if we only focus on good things, then we're just going to be ignorant to the rest of the world, you know? And not to mention, you're deluding yourself to think that, oh, all I see is good, everything is good, it's fake. If that's just what you're looking for, then the good is going to get boring eventually. We have to have the negative. Even though I've been overwhelming you with the negative, I understand I shouldn't be doing that, but we need to know. We need to know what's going on in the world today. But happiness is key, too. I don't want people to be like, all right, I'm ending it. This is the end for me. Sarge does not make the world seem nice. But it is nice, because, I mean, we're the people of the world, right? We're not the ones with the money. We're not the ones that pull the strings behind the Iron Curtain or whatever, but we have the majority of the power. If it came down to it, if it came down to just crazy them versus us thing, and that's probably what it would end up being. It wouldn't be like a revolution or like a civil war. It would be like the people versus the ones that take advantage of the people. That would be it. And I know I'm sounding a little Marxist and socialist here, but there's a difference between using the people and segregating the people and, you know, what's going on with what we would be doing. Because there's, I don't know how to explain this. Honestly, the difference between Biden and Putin is nothing. In my opinion, right? You have politicians, and you have people in the politicians' pockets, like lobbies, right? If you have a politician that gets elected by saying whatever the people that he's talking to at the time want to hear, but then just jumps in the lobby's pocket, that's impeachable. Those are the people that we need to rebel against. The people that get elected to represent their constituents and do the exact opposite or just follow the party politic, they need to go. Lobbies need to go. People need to be able to make up their own mind. We are being manipulated. So big tech, that needs to go. There needs to be laws put in place so they don't spy on our phones, see what we search for. That's not fair. If you Google something, how many times do you Google something and, like, for the next fucking week that's popping up on your whatever social media you're on? That should be illegal. There should be laws against that. You're not allowed to spy on the American people. You shouldn't be allowed to spy on the American people without just cause. That's what's happening to Trump. That's what's happening to every single one of us. Every one of our phones is being manipulated by some higher power that sells your searches to third parties, and the ads that you searched for a week ago are still popping up. Those people need to disappear. Laws need to be put in place to put Facebook, Meta, Instagram, Google, TikTok in check. They're not just going to disappear. You know that, right? They're not just going to be like, okay, fine, then you don't get it. You don't, we're not going to give you our service. Of course they're going to give you our, give the service up. They're going to give it to us. Because they need to make money. And they'll still make money. But man, I'm telling you, and it's on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. When Republicans or Democrats vote based on who's paying them and not their people, find those people and get rid of them. One of the main reasons I'm a Republican, and you should be too, possibly, is because Republicans aren't as corrupt as Democrats. There are corrupt Republicans, absolutely, that exists. I mean, Chicago's not called the Windy City for nothing. It's not called the Windy City because it's windy, people. It's called the Windy City because all the politicians of Chicago blow hot air. That's pretty much how that works. But Republicans actually care about their own personal freedoms and smaller government instead of big government. Democrats all vote the same way. All of them. Every single one. They're not representing their constituents, and that's a problem. We're being spied on all the time. This podcast is going to be screened before it's posted. Like, there's algorithms out there for every site that I'll post this podcast on that'll quick scan it through some crazy AI thing, and it'll have trigger words, and based on those trigger words, it'll either be shadow banned or it'll be promoted. I guarantee you, if I did a fake podcast and I was just, you know, pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, Democrats, Joe Biden's the GOAT, I might still be flagged just based on my platform being the gray area, right? But I might get more hits on that. I might. We know what happens. We know that Mark Zuckerberg is a horrible human being. When you're donating millions upon millions of dollars to Democrats, you're a social media group, right? You're supposed to be like right down the middle, a little bit here, a little bit there. They're not playing both sides. They're playing one side, the Democratic side. So we the people are being, we seem to be outnumbered. If you look at social media, you'll see mostly pro-Democratic stuff. You know, mostly, you know, but go Biden this and go Biden that. And the reason for that is because conservative voices and conservative thoughts and conservative ads get banned and shadow banned and blocked in the algorithm, and they don't get pushed to a FYP, like the For You page. But the Democrat stuff gets pushed out more. So you see that more. But here's the kicker. So many people are leaving the Democratic Party that even Democrats are leaving the Democratic Party. So the algorithm that thought that they were okay is starting to realize that they're not okay. But there's millions upon millions of more Republicans right now. Not Republicans, but people that are against the current Democratic Party. So there, you're going to see a lot more pro-Republican, pro-conservative thoughts out there, and they can't screen it fast enough. Which is crazy. So the amount of pro-conservative, pro-America, pro-Israel posts normally would be cut down in size. But if you're seeing them more and more often, it's because more and more people are doing it, and they can't screen it fast enough, which is hilarious. Which is hilarious. And I don't like that free speech applies to social media in regards to, okay, if you're pro-Democrat, then say whatever you want, but if you're pro-Republican, then this social media post is going to be banned, or you're going to be flagged or canceled. Do you know how many freaking Republicans were canceled in 2020? Or leading up to the 2020 election? Trump was, like, kicked off Twitter, and there was a bunch of other freaking Republicans that were, like, just for hate speech. And it wasn't hate speech. It was just because they didn't want Trump's voice out there. They didn't want conservative voices out there. But you have people, when you build a base, when you build a following, your following puts other people that don't know about it onto it. So when I say tell your squad to follow my pod, it's so we wake the woke. That's pretty much what we're trying to do out there. You have people like Mark Levin, and he does a podcast for like 3 hours every night with commercials on the radio and stuff. I get it. But then he posts it the next day. That man has 14 million listeners, I think. During the hours of like, I don't know, like 5:30 to 8:30 or something insane. So, yeah, but he's been doing it for a while. You gotta take everything with what you can, you know? You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. But when it's one-sided, you gotta throw a fit. You know what I mean? You want your voice to be heard. You go out of your way to say things, vote certain ways, believe certain things. And so when you finally get the courage to voice your opinion, you get shut down because it might alter the thought processes of the people that they don't want you contacting. They try to keep you segregated. You know that, right? They try to keep race, the checklist is race, religion, gender, and sexual preference. They are what the Democratic Party and these social media loons that are owned by the Democratic Party or whoever pulls the Democratic Party strings, the Illuminati or the black money or whatever, wherever that underground money comes from, wherever that hidden little society that's pulling the strings of the evil freaking Democratic Party, them. Yeah, we need to do things. We need to do shit about that. We're being silenced by people that we're being silenced by people that don't want your facts out there, while they lie to you consistently. For instance, saying Donald Trump is a racist. There is no proof of that. Saying that he was pro-white power during the Charlottesville thing. There's no proof of that. When he said there's good people on both sides, he was talking about the argument for taking down a Robert E. Lee statue. He wasn't talking about the fucking KKK and white supremacists. But everything gets taken out of context. And especially with AI now, the Democratic Party can manipulate the hell out of you. They can. But Trump has a very interesting voice. Like, a very noticeable voice that is going to be very hard to duplicate. Very hard to duplicate. But, you know, AI is just getting smarter. And AI is manipulated by the higher-ups, I think. So we're going to do what we can. And we're going to get our voices out there. Because it's manipulated. Society is being manipulated. The natural order and the progression of society is being, you know, affected by different variables. And those variables are social media groups, dark money, and the media is another one, a huge one. Because the media is not telling facts anymore. They're not facing the facts anymore. There's no journalism in journalism anymore. There's no reporting. There's no, oh, we need two sources to validate a statement, right? Or a fact. Because before it would be, okay, here's the story, here's the hypothesis, let's get two valid sources to confirm this, and then we'll post it. That is not how media works anymore. A lot of the children nowadays, old, younger millennials, Gen Z, they get their news from TikTok, from random strangers with an opinion. The media now is an opinion piece. This is how I feel about this. This is how I feel about that. No facts, no data, no variables. It's just them throwing their personal opinion into, like, the mainstream. And if it's not banned, if it's not shadow banned, if it leans left, or if it's progressive, or it's all green energy, then it gets promoted. But if a conservative, but if somebody else says something that's, you know, pro-GOP, or pro-conservative, or pro-small government, then it's pulled back on. It's still out there. It's still out there, but it's not going to be noticeable in a quick search, you know? When you open up a page or a news source anywhere, you're going to have the ones that are promoted at the top, like the sponsored. This is sponsored, this is sponsored, this is sponsored. That's all dark money. That's all these corporations throwing money at these media outlets or search engines to put that stuff on top. If I'm looking for restaurants near me, for instance, if I'm looking for restaurants near me for a certain type of food, they'll give me that certain type of food miles upon miles upon miles away. Same thing goes for the Democratic Party and their thought process. Like, oh, why is Joe Biden bad? And then, like, you search for things that Joe Biden has done wrong, and you'll see anti-Trump stuff sponsored at the first, at the beginning of it. We just need to try to be a little bit better. That's all I'm saying. And we can be better. We just need to focus on where the evil is. What's hiding under that rock, you know? Anyway, delinquents, I hope you have the best freaking weekend. And I hope the news doesn't corrupt you too much. And I hope it doesn't affect you too much either. And you just take everything with a grain of salt. And I'll see you guys next week. All right? Love you. And you love me. Bye.